¿Comprenden lo que acabo de hacer con ustedes? Es la pregunta que Cristo hizo a los apóstoles después de lavarles los pies. ¿Comprenden lo que acabo de hacer con ustedes? No lo comprendieron. Y era obvio resultado de todo cuando abandonaron al Señor a su arresto, cuando se alejaron del Señor en el cárcel, sabiendo y recordando lo que Él dijo: lo que hacen a los menores lo hacen a mí. Y les urgió en Mateo 28 de visitar a los encarcelados y no lo hicieron. Les mostró que no comprendieron lo que hizo Jesús al mantenerse alejado de Él y abandonándole en su momento de agonía, tanto en el jardín, los tres durmiendo, lo que le pidió a rezar y quedar con Él, y los demás abandonándoles en su momento de muerte en la cruz, menos que Juan. No le comprendieron. Cristo lo mostró por acción, le explicó por 3 años, lo mostró a través de los milagros, y lo hizo la obra más humilde posible en su tiempo, que era trabajo de puro esclavo y nadie más, en lavar los pies de ellos, no porque eran sucios, sino para mostrarles cómo es el amor. No le comprendieron. Hasta que llegó el Espíritu Santo en Pentecostés, y se muestra porque no lo imitaron a Él, no vivieron como Él, no le acompañaron a Él. ¿Comprenden ustedes lo que Él acabó de hacer? Se muestra cuando se comprenden. Y le he visto mucho de ustedes que comprenden lo que Cristo hizo por ti cuando les veo cocinando tacos sin ninguna ganancia personal, limpiando la iglesia sin ningún pago, sirviendo como mujeres, tomando tiempo en adoración y misa diaria, cuando están lavando los baños por puro amor a Jesús y al servicio a su comunidad, cuando donan de una manera que duele un poco y es sacrificial. Se nota por la acción si comprendemos lo que Él acabó de hacer por nosotros o no. Y se muestra no en entendimiento teológico, no en inteligencia, sino en obra. Se muestra cuando me dicen: Padre, tal persona me abusó cuando era niño, pero con la ayuda de Dios he logrado perdonarlo. Padre, me pasó esto, mi esposo, mi esposa hizo esto, mi hijo, pero ya no quiero guardar más ese rencor y lo he perdonado. Comprenden lo que hizo el Señor por ellos, porque perdonaron a aquellos que no se cambiaron, quizá, que le ofendieron profundamente, como nosotros hagamos a Jesús, y aún cada vez que vamos a confesión, nos perdona. Ellos sí se comprenden. Se comprenden cuando cumple el mandato del Señor: quédate conmigo, tomad y comed, este es mi cuerpo, haga esto en conmemoración mía. Se muestra comprensión porque hagan lo que Dios diga, imitan como Dios amó en Jesucristo. La pregunta esta noche, mañana, para el sábado de gloria, es la pregunta que Cristo hace a cada uno de nosotros. ¿Comprenden lo que acabo de hacer con ustedes? Si lo comprendemos, lo vivimos como Él vivió. Do you understand what I have done for you? This is the question that Jesus gave to the apostles after washing their feet. Do you understand what I have done for you? They didn't. He washed the feet of the man he knew was about to betray him. He washed the feet of the man who he knew and prophesied just moments earlier that he would deny him. He washed the feet of the men, but John, who all abandoned him at the cross. He loved them to the end, in spite of how they treated him. He loved them because of his love for the Father, and they did not understand. Because they denied him, they betrayed him, they abandoned him, they hid from him, They avoided his followers and did nothing to imitate his example. He taught them not just by washing their feet, but by for 3 years performing miracles and showing them how to live. It wasn't an understanding that required intellectual ability. It wasn't a matter of intelligence. It was a matter of understanding of the heart. Do you understand what I have done for you? It's the question that Jesus asks you and I today. We want to say yes, but our actions speak clearly our yes or our no. When we understand what he has said to us, we live the way he did. We forgive the one who has hurt us while putting up boundaries. We serve those who will not serve. I see many of you in my 8 months, 7 months here understand what Jesus has done for us. When I see you vacuuming the church at no cost to you, or financial gain rather. When I see you cooking tacos to raise money for the church. When I see you setting up the altar and cleaning up the church and helping people and welcoming them and handing out music books and volunteering and cleaning outside, it's clear that you understand him when you fulfill his divine command. Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body. Do this in memory of me. It's clear that you understand him when you go to him asking for forgiveness and confession often because you want to be forgiven so as to forgive others as he forgives you. Do you understand what he has done for you? I think if we understood truly what Christ has done for us, we would die of joy. We would be overwhelmed with the desire to serve, to pray, to worship, to receive Jesus in the sacraments, incessantly committed, like Julia Greeley of this parish. Nothing mattered more than Jesus in the Eucharist to her, for confession, and as an outpouring of receiving his divine love in that way, serving the poor, of whom she was one of them. She understood Jesus and what he had done for you, her, and what he continued to do for her. The question tonight is, do you and I? As I said earlier before Mass began, we celebrate the gift of the Eucharist. Will you not wait with me for 1 hour and pray? Peter, James, John, pray, get up. Pray that you do not fall into sin. Pray that you can overcome the test. Do we understand what he's inviting us to do? We celebrate the gift of the priesthood today, that Christ instituted to continue his ministry of forgiveness of sins and providing the Blessed Sacrament and the sacraments of the church in service to you, the people of God. Do you understand what he has done for you? And he washes their feet, and yours is mine, in the person of the priest now, with a symbolic number of our parishioners, young and young at heart, and everything in between. They've had major illnesses, or still do. They've achieved major milestones in their life. They've given of themselves exhaustingly in service to their family and to their community of faith. They have loved the Lord when they had nothing, and they had loved the Lord with everything they had. The people who will sit here in front of you don't have an easy life. They don't have a perfect life. And there are many reasons why they could be angry at God. And yet here they are, serving day in and day out, because they understand what he did for them. Do we? Let us watch and listen again, that we might truly understand with the heart what Christ has done for us, and be moved beyond belief to do the same for love of God and for love of neighbor.